of late. And here's a turnover. Dame poked it away, went to Connaughton, feeds ahead to Lillard, and Lillard missed the layup by himself. You got to be kidding me. Damian Lillard. Can't believe it. He got caught almost between a dunk and a layup there.
He took off a little early. It seemed like maybe it was flashbacks to Wednesday night for Dame.
Well, of all the teams, you don't want that to happen in front of anybody, but particularly against your old team. So Lillard missing on the uncontested layup. He's just 2 of 8 now today. He's missed his last two. But a whistle and an offensive foul. Lillard trying to fight around a screen from Reith. Reith, the 6'11", 245-pound rookie out of LSU. Born in South Sudan, gets called for his first foul. Here comes Milwaukee the other way. Lillard into the front court. It marred a good steal from Lillard, too, that set him up for that layup that he missed. And now he's going to pass it to Giannis, and going for the steal, Scoot Henderson gets called for reaching in. So now the Blazers with three team fouls with still 2:40 to go here in the first quarter of a 24-20 game. Blazers outscored the Bucks already 7-0 in the fast break, and that is something worth watching against this offense that struggles in the half court for Portland. Whistle and a foul quickly from Jabari Walker, who's going to have his hands full against Giannis. As the second-year man out of Colorado commits what'll be his first foul. So last one to give for Portland. Lillard to inbound. Sends it to Giannis right in front of him. Giannis on the left wing with 10 to shoot. Punched over. He goes into the dribble. Passes out to Connaughton. Catch and shoot three. Missed that one strong. And Milwaukee has cooled off now. Bucks have had some cold shooting first quarters at times throughout this season. Sharp has the ball. Knocked away. Beasley poked it free. Beauchamp comes up with it. He's racing up. Gets to Giannis. And Giannis soars in with a one-hand slam. Flushing that one through. And flushing out any frustration the Bucks were feeling prior to that. Back to a two-point game. On the other side, Grant blocked by Giannis on the help side. He comes swooping out of the weeds and knocks it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Blazers. Second block of the afternoon for Milwaukee now. 2:02 to play here in the first. Inbound pass coming from the near side of the baseline. Henderson lobs in. Giannis knocks it away. Oh, late whistle. Looked like Giannis was about to get set up for an uncontested dunk going the other way, but instead he gets called for the foul. That'll be his first in Milwaukee's third team foul, so it's a possession foul out of bounds on the near side right near Chauncey Billups, the former All-Star of zone right. Coaching from the side in his now third season, wearing the big whistle for the Blazers. Grant gets the pass into Henderson. Henderson's working on Dame Lillard. Dribbles with the left hand between the legs. Step back. Three-pointer on the way. Splashdown. Scoot Henderson. Only his third three-point make he's had in 25 tries this season. So that's not something he has done well. As easy as he made it look, certainly right there. Back to a five-point lead now for the Blazers. Giannis goes galloping through the defense. And Euro step down the lane. He lays it in with a finger roll. He just makes it look so easy. Literally covering about 10 feet with each stride. Just ridiculous. Three-point game again. Blazers with the basketball. Scoot Henderson to the top of the arc. 1:17 to play in the first. Here's a three-pointer from the top of the arc. Reith, not something he does a lot of, and it showed. He misses badly on the three. Nice rebound for Giannis underneath, coming away with his second board of the game. He's going the other direction now. He wants to attack, lost the basketball, and I think I say a trip or a kick ball. Something with a foot, I can tell you that much.
It's a trip on Reed.
So.
Oh, no, it's on Jabari Walker.
That's going to send Giannis to the line, though, because Portland is now into the penalty with a 1:04 to go now in the opening quarter. Giannis got a little out of control. You know, and that's a tough break for Walker because look at that replay. Giannis just stepped on his foot is what happened. So Walker says it's kind of what you got to deal with, the rite of passage going against the seven-time All-Star. Giannis Antetokounmpo was a new guy in the league.
I think that's what Chauncey Billups is telling Kevin Scott right now, too.
Saying, what's he supposed to do? So Giannis will take advantage, or try to at least, at the free throw line with his first of two free throws up and good. Giannis averaging better than 30 points and 10 rebounds with 5 assists, over 60% shooting in the month of November. That is the fifth time in the last 50 years that a player has done that in a single month. Who would you guess the other four were?
Will Chamberlain?
No.
No.
Last 50 years. Second free throw. Rolls through. I'll make it quick. Giannis, 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 and Giannis. That's it. Pretty amazing stuff. So here's Henderson, middle of the court. He's being defended by Beauchamp. It was a trick question, by the way. Here's a three-pointer from the top of the arc, and Reith again says, you know what, I can do this. But he puts up an air ball and misses everything, sailing out wide left. What's the saying? All athletes want to be rock stars. Rock stars want to be athletes, and big men want to be three-point shooters. And in the league today, a lot of them are. Reith is not. Dame Lillard going the other direction. He's into the front court. Passes to Giannis. Giannis drives into the paint, passes out, deflected, but picked up by Lillard. Lillard's going to knife his way in traffic. Dishes to the near corner. Porter's got a good look at a three, missed it. Almost missed it bad enough that it was almost a nice pass to Giannis. Instead, outlet feed going the other way. Ahead of the pack, Walker sends it down with a two-hand dunk, and it's back to a three-point lead for the Blazers. Fast break points continuing to mount against Milwaukee. Nine of them now for the Blazers. 20 seconds to play here in the first. Bucks with about a second and a half separating game clock and shot clock. They'll try to bleed that clock down. Lillard specifically with it in his hands now. He's at the top of the arc. Bounce pass to Beauchamp. Beauchamp lost the basketball. Picked up going the other way. Plenty of time to work with. And Grant swings right past Lillard. And there's two more fast break points to close out things with a second left in the quarter. The horn sounds. Not the way the Bucks wanted to end that half. They give up four unanswered points on the fast break, no less. 11-2. The Blazers outscore the Bucks in fast break scoring here in this first quarter. Step aside, come back. Blazers with a 31-26 lead after 12 minutes. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hello, Jan from Toyota here.
Hi, Jan. Just wanted to say thanks. With the Grand Highlander we got at Toyotathon, we've been able to do so much, including 5 different ski trips, 4 family functions, 3 potlucks, 2 shopping sprees, and we even got a really big tree.
Wow, I'm really impressed.
Dealer inventory may vary. Current offers on these vehicles end December 5th. Offers are subject to change throughout Toyotathon, which ends on January 2nd. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Toyota, let's go places.
With NBA League Pass, you get so much game.
Even regular season games?
Yep.
Even some of the in-season tournament?
Mm-hmm.
Can I watch home and away team broadcasts?
Oh, yeah.
Can I watch from my phone while I take a long bath?
Sure.
And if my team wins, can I stand up super fast and splash water everywhere and scream, yes, that's right!
Hey, could we get a normal fan for this commercial? Subscribe at NBA.com/League Pass today. Only select out-of-market games available and local blackout restrictions apply. Additional charges and other conditions may apply. Visit NBA.com/subscriber agreement for full terms and conditions.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Cousin Subs just got better. With our newest mobile app update, we've made it easier to purchase your favorite subs and sides with Apple or Google Pay and the ability to make split payments. And that's not all. Can we get your digits? Sign up today for our new text messaging program to unlock exclusive coupons and offers at CousinSubs.com or via our app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
Another tough first quarter for the Bucks here as they find themselves trailing 31-26 against a Blazers team that seems to maybe have found a little spark of life here over the last couple games they've been playing. It's a 31-26 advantage for the visitors. We're brought to you by Michelob Ultra, reminding you it's only worth it if you enjoy it. And by Pick and Save, the official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you get double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. And go Bucks. Blazers with a basketball going left to right. They've got it in the front court. Malcolm Brogdon on the dribble handoff. Now he attacks inside, slings it to the corner. Catch and shoot three ball is pure from that deep corner left as Scoot Henderson his second three-pointer from the corner, this time from the opposite side. So the rookie in his second game back after missing six games with an ankle has got 6 points. Giannis goes to work on the other side, misses the shot, stays with it, tapped it once, tapped it twice, and gets it to go on the second tap in the third try overall. Six-point lead, though, for the Blazers still. Henderson on the other side. His pass deflected by Campaign. Active hands and a little too active for the likes of Brett Nansel, who whistled him for his first foul. So out of bounds, Blazers ball. Blazers coming with the combination of Jeremy Grant, Malcolm Brogdon, Scoot Henderson, Matisse Thybulle, and Dwight Reith. The Bucks counter with Jackson, Giannis, Portis, Payne, and Green. Out top it comes to Grant. Grant crossing over. Lost the basketball, though. He took off, and the ball did not come with him. Giannis says, I'll take that. Spins into the front court. Feeds ahead to Jackson. Jackson back to Giannis. Giannis driving. He feeds the corner. Catch and shoot three. A.J. Green couldn't hit. Ooh, a big leaping effort for that dunk. And we got a foul as Jackson was trying to stuff it down. Oh, no, they got a foul on Portis instead. Loose ball foul on Bobby. Second team foul for the Bucks. Portis with his first. So here comes Brogdon into the front court being chased by Jackson. Takes it all the way to the rim. Got the ball knocked away, got it back, and then tried to power it up. And the ball wouldn't go down. Portis then comes up with a loose ball going the other direction. Three back for the Blazers, so they'll have to hand off to Payne. Payne, nice underhand pass to Giannis, who punishes the rim. It comes down with that mean mug, and I do mean mean with that nasty dunk. He has abused the rim on myriad occasions already this afternoon. Bucks back to within four. Giannis with 15 points here in this first half already. Still 10:23 to go in the second quarter. Brogdon, top of the arc, comes to a stop, feeds it out. Reith wants another three. And he drills it this time from the right wing. He was sick of hearing me talk about that.
I can promise you the Blazers are not a good three-point shooting team despite what we've seen here for the first 14 minutes.
Yeah, Portland came into this game dead last in three-point shooting, but it has not played out that way so far. They've hit 5-9. Bucks, conversely, just 3 of 11. Portis, left free throw line extended, backs his way in. His man falls down, and there's the late whistle and the foul on Bobby is second. Jeremy Grant sells that one well.
Little bit of a flop, but you can't extend your arm if you're Bobby Portis.
So, yeah, Bobby, if he just keeps that arm in, you're right. He probably doesn't get that whistle against him there. On the other side of things, Blazers with a basketball and a seven-point lead now. Brogdon goes right past Jackson, comes to a stop, hands the ball off before he gets it back. Feathers it left wing, catch and shoot three. Scoot Henderson drills one from the left side. Man, I'll tell you what. Scoot Henderson talked about his numbers coming into this one. The rookie was ungodly bad from three. It's just 2 of 24, but he's 3 of 3 today. Wouldn't you know it? On the other side, a turnover. Campaign trying to wrap the pass around and underneath the Portis, but it was taken away. And now Thybulle attacks. He draws the whistle, and he's going to the line for two. Man, I'm telling you, the points, the two things we talked about the Bucks could not afford to do. Give them second chance points or points off turnovers. In that first quarter, they scored 14 of their 31 points in those two categories, and then the rest of the damage they did at the free throw or from beyond the arc.
Yeah, we mentioned it before the game. It's not just this Blazers team. Any time that you have that advantage, you cannot give that up, and you can't give up the easy points to an inferior team.
That is exactly what the Bucks have done here to start this game today at the free throw line. Matisse Thybulle knocks down the first free throw. Thybulle coming off the bench after starting the first 9 games of the season, his 7th straight game off the bench. And here comes instant offense as Brook Lopez checks back in. The microwave.
Is that his new nickname?
Yeah. Splash Mountain, 39 big ones the other night for Milwaukee. Here's the free throw, and the second one is good. So Thybulle, 67% free throw shooter, look awfully comfortable both of those, and the Blazers have their largest lead of 12 now. Lopez is the last player to score aside from Giannis, who has the Bucks now last 12 points. Ball was knocked out of bounds. 20-8 run now for the Blazers going back to the first quarter. Payne's got it on the near side. Gets it to Giannis. Right back to Cam. Cam's at the top of the circle. Passes to Green. Green, catch and shoot three. That is up and off the mark. Green has not had that shot working for him these last couple games. Got 4 3-pointers up the other day. Got one of them to drop, but he's brought out there to knock those down. He hasn't been able to of late. Henderson sends it to the corner. Here's a drive laterally into the paint, but the floater would not drop. That shot right there from Kamara. Giannis the other direction into the front court. Passes off to Lopez. 8:33 to go now in the second. Giannis fades and fires. Tough shot, front iron, no good. Rebound tipped into the air by Jackson and controlled by Green. Now to Payne. Campaign's three-pointer rims out. The Bucks continuing to stay ice cold from distance. They are now 3 of 13 from long range. Lopez poked it away from Grant, but very fortunate to get it back. Giannis was not quite ready to jump on it. Grant's got it with 10 to shoot now on the right wing. Drives past Lopez and takes it to the cup and lays it in. Boy, Blazers are doing pretty much whatever they want against the Bucks here today. Not a good showing for Milwaukee. A 10-0 scoring run for Portland has them out in front. 44-30. Can the Bucks flip the switch? Coming back with more in a moment. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Save big money right now at Menards. Always give your pet the best with Merrick grain-free dog food. It's made with real ingredients from right here in the U.S. to provide your pet with a balanced nutrition. Real meat is the first ingredient, and the recipe is specially balanced with protein, healthy fat, and fresh produce. Save big money and pick up a 22-pound bag for $76.98. Price is good through December 3rd.
Morning season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Hi, John McGivern here. Did you know Network Health Medicare Advantage plans start at $0 a month? And you can get the extra benefits you need, like dental, vision, over-the-counter items, and more? I know because I'm a member myself. Call 833-7-NETWORK to learn more today. Network Health Medicare Advantage plans include PPO plans with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Network Health Medicare Advantage plans depends on contract renewal.
In the heart of downtown Milwaukee, there's an all-new Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, where there's a table waiting for you at 12 bars and restaurants, a winning seat at 40 table games or 3,000 slot machines, plus the thrill of bingo, full-service sports betting, and more. Are you ready to spark something new? Light up your senses at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Explore more at paysbig.com.
Hi, the next time you have something special planned or your business has corporate travel demands, consider our Go Right Way chauffeured services. Our sedans and SUVs offer the utmost in comfort, privacy, and elegance. With the largest chauffeured fleet in the state, we'll be there whenever you need us. To book your chauffeured service today, visit GoRightWay.com. Go Right Way, preferred transportation provider of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Bucks fans, you can catch the Bucks all season long on Bally Sports. The comebacks, the breakout stars, can't miss moments. Watch it on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app. We're also brought to you by Jockey. Just like the Bucks, they're proud to call Wisconsin home for nearly 150 years. Jockey's been providing comfort and caring for generations of families because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. ShopJockey.com. Well, Justin, the Bucks have gone scoreless over the last 2.5 minutes, but how about this? For the last 9:26, no one outside of Giannis has scored for Milwaukee, who has gotten all their last 12 points from the Greek Freak.
Well, good news for the Bucks is they got a chance to break that here because Giannis is not on the floor.
It's a great opportunity. Milwaukee on the floor as we speak with Connaughton, Payne, Beasley, Lopez, and Portis. Lopez left of the lane. Milwaukee down 44-30. Against the previously hapless Portland team. Here's a pull-up free throw line jumper from Beasley, who rolls that one over the front iron and good and snaps that run of futility for the Bucks. 12-point lead still, though, for Portland. That snaps a 10-0 scoring run for the Blazers. Left wing three on the way. Kamara drills it. This team suddenly has gone from the worst three-point shooting team in the league to one that rarely, if ever, misses. They've hit 7 of 11 from long range here today. Would help to have the Bucks guard some of those guys, I will say, but Campaign going to try to answer. He hoists one up and splashes it through from the right wing. Milwaukee desperately needed that. Michelob Ultra 3 pulls him back to within 12 with 7:07 to play now in the second quarter. Brogdon the other way around the Ayton screen. Going to try to keep the barrage coming, and he will. Steps up and drills the three. Never seen anything quite like this. 8 of 12 now?
Yes.
I mean, I think we've seen quite a bit of it in the past with this team, but
not against the worst three-point shooting team in the league. But Lopez just trying to keep his team, keep pace as he hits the three. So four consecutive threes between these teams. Now Brogdon driving on Lopez, gets to the rim, but has his shot rejected by Brook. We got a double dribble going here against Cam Payne. Cam was trying to keep that dribble around his teammate Malik Beasley, and I didn't see
a double dribble. There was an awkward
carry, yeah, maybe a carry. See this.
He bumped into Malik Beasley,
I don't think,
but he never picked
up
his dribble.
I just saw it. That's a tough call. Portland's going to get the basketball back. That replay did not show what they called right there. So Blazers going to get a break here, and I'm not sure they're trying to separate Portis and Kamara. Portis is just trying to lean into him to get his positioning here, probably saying a few things to get under the skin of, actually, it's Jabari Walker. Kamara to inbound. Gets it to Brogdon. Brogdon with a bounce pass off Shaedon Sharpe's contested shot is up and good right over Lopez before he could get that hand in the way. So Portland back ahead by 14. Blazers red hot in this second quarter, where they have hit 5 of 5 from long range. Campaign going to launch another three for the Bucks. That one misses front iron. Rebound snatched in by Ayton. He'll push the Blazers the other direction with it. They're into the front court now with Malcolm Brogdon passing back to Ayton. He pulls up. His shot rims in and out, then in again. Blazers taking it to the Bucks now. They've got a 16-point lead, and here in this second quarter, they have rarely missed. 8 of 12, 5 of 5 from distance, and another turnover at midcourt. The trap knocks it away from Connaughton. Now they look to run, but Connaughton pokes the pass away on the other side, gets it, feeds the campaign. He gives to Beasley. Beasley misses the layup, but there's Connaughton to lay it in. Nothing coming easily for the Bucks here today, I'll tell you that much. We've seen two breakaway layups miss now for Milwaukee. One of them from Damian Lillard, now one of them from Malik Beasley. DeAndre Ayton has it on the other end. 54-40. Blazers with the lead in the basketball. Brogdon knights his way into the lane, lays it in with a foul. Campaign couldn't keep track of him. So that's going to send Brogdon to the line for a chance at a three-point play. The Bucks have simply been no match for the Blazers here in this first half. Lillard's going to come in, replace Campaign. So Brogdon at the free throw line. He has 7 points already in this first half. Blazers are closing in on 5 different players with double digits, getting close to that. Free throw is up, no good. Rare miss for Malcolm Brogdon at the free throw line. But a turnover, and they get another shot up, and that wouldn't go from Brogdon. But Milwaukee just flirting with fire now. Here's Lillard the other way. He drives, and he gets fouled going up. Was looking to dish it off. Let's see if they give him a shot here. I think his intention was to pass there. But you can make the case it was a shooting situation, and that's what they're going to say, shooting foul.
Quite a bit of physicality they allowed Tumani Kamara to get away with on that that steal, essentially off of that rebound under the boards.
I got to confess, it was, you know, I was looking down for a second even on that when he came away with that steal, but Kamara was the one who took it away quickly, and then they couldn't take advantage on the shot. Here's Lillard on the first of 2 free throws, up and good. Bucks down 56-40. This thing was back and forth. 7 lead changes in the first quarter, but Blazers have opened it up here in the second quarter. Giannis back in, and so is Thanasis. Those two. When's the last time we saw those two come in on a line? The Antetokounmpos, the Antetokounmpos, as we say, back in. Lillard, second free throw. Yes. Dame now with 7 points for the game. Just 2 of 8 from the floor, though. On the other side, Malcolm Brogdon steps back, launches a three, and buries another. The beat goes on. The Blazers just knocking down threes like their layups. 9 of 13 from long range. Not many of them have been particularly contested, I will say that. 6 of 6 now in the third quarter, though. Giannis trying to spin on Ayton. Taking it down low. Goes laterally into the paint. Puts up a little floater. Got it. Good quick release. Giannis has looked good today. He's 7 of 11, but he has been the only one for the Bucks who's consistently been there so far. Jaden Sharp drills behind his back, takes it into the paint, puts up a contested shot, fading and firing, couldn't hit, but another offensive rebound. However, Kamara lost the basketball. No, they're going to say it's Portland ball. And right now, Adrian Griffin's looking at his bench to say, should we challenge this? I didn't see that either.
I don't know what I'm missing here.
No, he lost that ball. It was, if anything, it was a foul. They didn't call a foul. Here's a three-point try that misses short. The ball don't lie. Jabari Walker couldn't hit it. Milwaukee goes the other direction with it. They've had a tough whistle on top of a tough shooting game. Here comes Lillard. Going to try to turn that around, and he does. Sinks the three from the right wing. Damian Lillard, second long one of the day. And the Bucks back to single digit 12 points, I should say, on that one. A little ahead of myself. It's been a big, big deficit to dig out of. Jaden Sharp through the defense. Couldn't finish, though. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Who did touch last? They're going to say Portland ball. Thanasis got a paw on it, but couldn't secure it. Rugged game for the Bucks here, particularly from beyond the arc, where they've been outscored massively, with the Blazers hitting 9 of 14, Milwaukee 6 of 17. Walker, hesitation, lost the basketball, gets it back, but then has it poked away, and now Giannis comes away with it. He'll go the other way. Goes behind his back. He's loose with it. Very fortunate to hold on to it as it came back to him. Beasley's got it top of the circle. He's defended tightly by Walker. 3:27 to play here. We are in quarter number two. Bucks down 59-47. Giannis passes to the corner. Catch and shoot three from Lopez. No good. Giannis lassos in the rebound, though. Puts the shot up. Couldn't get it to drop, but he'll go to the line. That was a big-time rebound for Giannis there. He has put this team on his shoulders in this first half. 17.6 rebounds, and now a chance at two more free throws for the Bucks, who need this to get back to 10. Jeremy Grant comes back to the scorer's table. He will check in momentarily, wearing that white headband and the ponytail out the top. The Portland native back in Portland. Traded by the Pistons summer a year ago. Giannis at the free throw line now. He was fouled by Walker. Walker's third personal foul of this game. 3:15 still to go in the second quarter, down 59-47. First of two, long wait here for this first one, and it misses short for Giannis there. He would hit three of his first four today. Grant comes in, and as does Matisse Thybulle. They'll take Walker out along with Tamari Kamara, the rookie who has been better than advertised for this Portland team. As almost a throw-in for that trade. It also sent DeAndre Ayton to Phoenix, or from Phoenix. As part of the Lillard trade, that three-team trade. Giannis knocks down the second free throw. So the Blazers lead it 59-48 after Giannis goes 1-for-2. Here's Brogdon pulling up, 17-footer, missed it short. Lopez with a rebound from Milwaukee. Bucks chance to chisel that deficit down a little bit further now. Here's Dame Lillard. He'll take it inside. Scoops to the hoop. Got fouled, but he will step to the line for two shots now as the shot wouldn't go down.
The big thing for the Bucks is the Blazers finally missed a three here in this quarter. They're going to cool off.
Well, hopefully a little more time will do the job for the Bucks. See if they can get things going. Down 59-48, 2:58 to go in the first half. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa?
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
It's Fully Leaded Education Talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
.com/bars.
Just about 3 minutes still to go here in the second quarter with Milwaukee trailing 59-48. Glad to have you with us. Hey, Bucks fans, who makes dental and vision insurance simple? Well, there's only one answer. It's definitely Delta Dental. For insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today. If there's one area the Bucks need to clean up, Justin, it is in that turnover department here against this Portland team that lives on forcing turnovers, number three in the league in opponent turnover rate.
Yeah, and that's what we were starting to get to before is, you know, if you're the Bucks, just keep Portland in the half court. They're not going to continue to shoot 60-plus percent from three. So if you can limit the turnovers and make them play in the half court, things should turn around.
Blazers have scored already 15 points off of eight Bucks turnovers here today as the first of two free throws after the timeout is good for Damian Lillard, who was fouled on that last play going into the break. So he gets it to a 10-point game, get it back to single digits here if he makes this next one, and he will. So what was a 17-point lead is down to nine. Bucks on a 10-3 scoring run with 2:54 remaining now in the second quarter from five-serve form. DeAndre Ayton has the ball knocked away by Lillard, but gets it back and then hands the ball. A good challenge from Lopez on the attempt of the shot from Sharp. Loose ball picked up by Thanasis. Thanasis goes the other way now for Milwaukee. Going to hand it off to his brother Giannis. Giannis on the left wing. Puts it on the floor. He's got Brogdon on him. Swivels. Has the ball poked away on the double team. Taken away by Thybul, who is very adept at that. Here comes Portland the other way. Transition. Three ball. Got it. Jeremy Grant sticks another. What were we just talking about? Points off turnovers. I mean, 18 points in the first half off of turnovers against Milwaukee. It has been a killer today. Back to a 12-point lead for the Blazers. Giannis the other way. Holds the ball on the right elbow, or on the right wing, rather, defended by Brogdon. He'll give it now to top of the arc to Beasley. Beasley squeezes off a three. Misses short, long rebound is Brogdon's to secure, and then whistle and a foul on Beasley, who was trying to wrestle it away. That'd be the fourth team foul for the Bucks, and they can give a take foul there. How about that? Huh. I thought he was making a legitimate play on the ball there.
No, it's the Bucks
it's the
are
fifth.
Over the limit.
Okay. They had not changed it on the board yet when I looked up there. So, okay, that's two free throws for Brogdon because they are into the penalty. First of two from Brogdon is pure. The former Milwaukee Buck, who averaged 13.6 a game in 3 years with Milwaukee, where he was the Rookie of the Year in 16-17. He and Kareem, the only ever Milwaukee Bucks to win that award. And he makes both free throws here. So Brogdon, the elder statesman of this young Portland team now, with 12 points in his eighth season out of Virginia. Here comes Lillard, handing off to Giannis in traffic. Giannis misses the layup. Holy smokes. We've seen a lot of that lately.
That looked like it was a similar play to what we saw on Friday. We were almost looking like the ball was kind of slipping out of his hands as he approached the rim.
And then Giannis commits the foul, digging the hole even deeper because that's going to send Jeremy Grant to the line on the other side of the court. Wow. So Milwaukee cut it to nine, but since then a 5-0 run, chance to make it 6-7 here. If Grant can hit these, he hits the first. Jeremy Grant punishing this Milwaukee team on a couple different occasions, that three-pointer a moment ago, and now this free throw here. He's got another one coming. He's got 10 points and two steals as he sticks both shots. Well, by the way, the Blazers don't get to the line a whole lot, but they've been there plenty today. 23rd in free throw attempts per game, but they've already got 11 attempts in this first half. Lillard gonna fire away three, no good, missed it strong. Rebounded by Thibault, he'll pass to Brogdon. Brogdon goes the other way. Blazers on the verge of stretching this back to their largest lead of the game. Brogdon, top of the arc. Passes to Grant. Grant launches from three and a rare miss from three-point range for Portland. Giannis comes away with it. Blazers had been 10 of 15 from three before that miss. Beasley the other way with 107 to go. Can the Bucks put a little push on here late in this half? Sloppy with the ball. Beasley almost loses it. Now it's loose. Ball tipped into the air, taken by Ayton. Here comes more points in transition. Giannis with the block says, shut your mouth, Dave King. No points on this occasion as he swats the shot away from Shaedon Sharpe, who was trying to drive in. Got it blocked at the rim. Out of bounds. It'll stay with the Blazers.
You can see it slowly developing, too, where you're curious. Is Shaedon Sharpe going to try this?
Shaedon Sharpe is much of a high flyer as you're going to see. I'm surprised he didn't go jump even earlier there. Ayton turns around, fades and fires, and hits from 10 feet. Shaedon Sharpe measured with a 49-inch vertical.
What was your peak?
Mine, I never got higher than 45.
Okay. I never got higher than 5.
To put that in perspective, 49 inches is the highest ever in the NBA. Michael Jordan had a 48-inch vertical. Got a whistle and foul as Damian Lillard was trying to make his move.
That's 4 feet, Dave. I don't know if you know that.
No, I did not. I only speak in terms of metric. So, inbound pass coming from the far side. Lillard to send it as the foul is on Matisse Thybulle. Blazers' last foul to give. Giannis to take the inbound pass. 34 seconds to go now in the quarter. Lillard spins in, takes it in on Thybulle, puts the shot off the window and good. Dave's got 14 now in the game. He's 4 of 11 from the floor. And Milwaukee down by 16. Got it back to a 9-point game, but a 9-0 run for the Blazers before that layup right there. Brogdon the other way. Game clock and shot clock separate by 5 seconds. Brogdon, top of the arc. He's picked up by Giannis. Now feeds it out. DeAndre Ayton just inside the 3-point line. Couldn't hit. Giannis sinks his talons in with a rebound. Now hands it off. Gets it to Lillard. Lillard's going into the front court. Dame slashing his way in the paint, feeds it out. Catch and shoot three on the way from Beasley. May have been partially blocked by Thibault. Missed everything. Three-quarter court heave. I'm shocked that didn't go down the way this thing's been going for the Blazers. Shaedon Sharpe shot, missed back iron, but they didn't miss very often in that first half. 68-52, the Blazers taking it to the Bucks. They hit 63% of their three-point attempts in that first half. And in the second quarter, outscored the Bucks 37-26. Milwaukee's defense has had a hard time in this one, and it's been primarily driven by their offense and their inability to secure the basketball. Justin Garcia will talk more about that when we come back. Halftime report on the other side of this timeout on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change.
Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Help in managing their national locations. We project manage and execute dozens of jobs at once, communicating progress in real time through photos and digital dashboards. I'm Peggy Coakley. You know us for excellence in Milwaukee and Wisconsin. Now you can count on us anywhere in the Americas to handle your time-sensitive projects.
Grab your squad for Bucks Night Out, presented by Michelob Ultra and Bally Sports Wisconsin. Every ticket comes with a Michelob Ultra or soda on us. Visit bucks.com/BNO for details.
Halftime here inside of Fiserv Forum, and it is the Portland Trailblazers up 16 right now, 68-52. Our score after 24. Story or stories of this half have been a number of things. Portland is shooting nearly 60% from three. They entered play tonight 30th in the league in three-point shooting. You wouldn't know it from this afternoon in the first half. 10 of 17 on their three-point attempts. And the other area that's been a big problem for the Bucks is turnovers. 10 of them in the first half. Blazers have turned it over 9 times. Difference being the Bucks have scored just 9 points off of those 9 Portland turnovers. Blazers have scored 20 points off the 10 Bucks turnovers. And fast break points as well. 16 of them for the Portland Trailblazers, who are running a number of their possessions out in transition, kick-starting their offense. And again, it's an offense that came in 30th rated in the league in offensive efficiency, but this first half has been a much different story. 68-52 halftime score. Portland Trailblazers up 16 on the Bucks. We'll get you caught up on the individual numbers after this. Bucks Basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
What is the meaning behind Movember? It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local civic media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Toast.
Halftime score here. Blazers up 16 on the Bucks. Mentioned three-point shooting, a big number here, 59%, 10 of 17 for the Blazers. At one point, there were a perfect 6 of 6 in the second quarter. Bucks have hit just 6 of their 21 attempts. So 59% the Blazers are shooting, Bucks down to 29%. And the Blazers above 50% from the field as well at 25 makes on 48 tries. Bucks just 41% at 19 of 46. For the Bucks, the offensive story has really been Giannis. Damian Lillard coming on strong after the first few minutes as well. Dame's up to 14 points on 4 of 11 shooting. Started the game missing his first 3 field goal attempts, though. So he has been a 50% shooter since that point. 14 points and 3 assists for Dame, 18 points from Giannis, who has 7 rebounds and 2 blocks to go along with those 18. He's also 7 of 12 from the field. But those are the only two Bucks scorers in double figures. For the Blazers, we've already got 4 double-digit scores, led by Malcolm Brogdon, who has 12, 11 apiece from both the rookies Scoot Henderson and Jeremy Grant, and DeAndre Ayton with 10 points and 4 rebounds. And the Blazers take a 16-point lead into halftime. Again, 68-52, our halftime score. When we come back, we'll take a look at the rest of the games on your NBA schedule this Sunday, as no other games have tipped off yet, but we have 7 other games that tip later this evening. We'll preview the rest of the matchups and get you set for the second half next. Bucks Basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local civic media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr. Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
.68-52 halftime score here in Milwaukee. The Portland Trailblazers up 16 on the Bucks at halftime. Halftime has been brought to you by Uline. I mentioned there's 7 other games on your NBA schedule this Sunday. None have tipped off yet, so you've got a handful of 5 o'clock tips. First of those is in Boston, where the Celtics host the Hawks. In New York, the Knicks host the Phoenix Suns. In Orlando, the Magic, fresh off that big group play win over the Celtics on Friday, they host the Charlotte Hornets. And your final 5 o'clock tip is in Memphis, where the Grizzlies host the Minnesota Timberwolves. Tipping at 6:30 in Brooklyn, the Nets host the Bulls. Also at 6:30 in Cleveland, it's the Cavaliers and the Raptors. And your final game of the evening tips at 7 o'clock in Denver. The Nuggets host the San Antonio Spurs. Well, it's time for our American Family Insurance Insuring Success feature. And for the Bucks, as we mentioned a couple of times, it really comes down to turnovers, limiting those. 10 in the first half, the Blazers have scored 20 points off those 10 turnovers. Reduce the amount of turnovers and increase the amount of possessions the Blazers are playing in the half court. That should go a long ways in ensuring success against a team that entered play today with the 30th ranked offense in terms of efficiency. American Family Insurance is always a great call because that's because their agents are always there to protect your dreams. Visit amfam.com to learn more. 16-point deficit for the Bucks to climb out of in these final 24 minutes. 68-52, our halftime score here. The call of the second half comes your way after this. Bucks Basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
In the heart of downtown Milwaukee, there's an all-new Pottawatomie Casino Hotel.
where there's a table waiting for you at 12 bars and restaurants, a winning seat at 40 table games or 3,000 slot machines, plus the thrill of bingo, full-service sports betting, and more. Are you ready to spark something new? Light up your senses at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Explore more at paysbig.com.
Hey, it's Bobby Portis, and I love playing basketball in Milwaukee. When I drive down the lane, I move fast and make sudden moves to drive to the hoop and score. But when I'm behind the wheel in the driving lane, I control my drive. I don't speed or make sudden movements. Speeding and reckless driving are the leading causes of traffic injuries and deaths in Wisconsin. Do what I do. Control your drive. Don't speed. Don't be reckless. Zero in, Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Wisconsin DOT.
Hello, Jan from Toyota here.
Hi, Jan. Just wanted to say thanks. With the Grand Highlander we got at Toyotathon, we've been able to do so much, including 5 different ski trips, 4 family functions, 3 potlucks, 2 shopping sprees, and we even got a really big tree.
Wow, I'm really impressed.
Dealer inventory may vary. Current offers on these vehicles end December 5th. Offers are subject to change throughout Toyotathon, which ends on January 2nd. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Toyota, let's go places.
Hi, we're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on summer sausage.
20-ounce Johnsonville summer sausage is $5.99. Or 2-pound Clement summer sausage is $7.99.
Aye, caramba, save big time money on summer sausage.
Johnsonville $5.99, Clement $7.99.
Enjoy these quality products and save money.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're employee-owned.
Again at Fiserv Forum, where Milwaukee has got some work to do. They are trailing 68-52 at halftime as we get ready for the second half. And the Bucks team that came into this game tonight 2-5 when trailing at halftime. The Blazers, when leading at half, 2-2. So they are not exactly unstoppable, but they do have a pretty good cushion to work with here tonight. And let's take a look now at your Pella Windows and Doors rebounding battle. Who's hitting the glass? It's always presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. They can help lower your energy costs. No interest, no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Check them out at PellaWI.com. And as we look at that rebounding battle, well, that hasn't really been the big story in this game. 23-22 in favor of the Bucks, who have surrendered 5 offensive rebounds while securing 8 of their own. Second chance points in favor of the Blazers, 8-7, even though they shot 52% to just 41% for Milwaukee. The big area of concern, Justin Garcia, can the Bucks take better care of the basketball and avoid those 20 first-half points off turnovers for the Blazers? And also, maybe can Milwaukee bang a couple threes and see that Blazers team cool off? Wouldn't hurt to get a few more hands in their face on the outside, would it? Yeah, the first half was basically everything you had hoped would not happen that you had outlined on the pregame show. And I'm just going to keep harping on, if you can limit those turnovers and make the Blazers play in the half court for the majority of the second half, things should turn around, because it's a team that entered 30th in three-point shooting and 30th in offensive efficiency. If you make them play in the half court, those shooting percentages are going to start to plummet.
Blazers 7 of 10 from three-point range in the second quarter. How about Malcolm Brogdon and his return, by the way? He's closing in on a triple-double in the first half. 12 points, 8 assists, 7 rebounds. That's getting it done. Blazers will have the basketball right to left, clad in white against the green-clad Milwaukee Bucks. It's Jeremy Grant handing to Brogdon. Brogdon whips a pass to the right side, and Shaedon Sharpe just picks up right where they left off. Another three. Blazers, worst three-point shooting team in the NBA, allegedly. They have it 11 of 18 today. And the Bucks deficit is 19. Giannis drives down the lane. Trap step inside, had his shot blocked, and Ayton secures the ball after he blocked the shot. Blazers go the other way. Brogdon crossing over on Jackson, comes to a stop, sends out top. Shaedon Sharpe, a head fake. Dribble with the left hand, takes it underneath, had the ball knocked away, rolls out of bounds. Whose ball is it? Blazers basketball, they'll say. That frustration from the Bucks bench, you can see it. Patrick Mutombo, scout in this game, he has just not seen a lot of the things he was hoping to see here play out. Here comes the inbound pass. They get it to Grant. Grant fades and fires and kisses it in off the window. 5-0 run to start the second half for the Blazers, who are already up by 16 at halftime. Milwaukee is in jeopardy of getting run out of their own building. Giannis will hand the ball off to Beasley. Beasley going to fire away for three, and he cans it from the left side. Put it this way, every three-pointer the Bucks get at this point is desperately needed. Second, making the third three-ball of the game for Beasley, who has now scored 11 points for the Bucks. 73-55. Here's Shaedon Sharpe. Passes out right wing over to Brogdon. Brogdon's defended tightly by Lillard around the screen from Ayton. Pick and roll action. Going to scoop the shot off the window and good. Tough shot over Lopez. Malcolm is just playing efficiently throughout much of this game, just taking what the defense gives him. And it again has almost given him a triple-double already. Giannis spinning on Brogdon. Kisses the shot off the window. No good from the left side of the lane. Brogdon played him nicely, and then he turns it over. Malcolm is trying to pass it to Shaedon Sharpe, who wasn't ready for it, and goes out of bounds. Milwaukee ball on the near sideline, down by 20 points with 10:15 to play here in the third. Already a double-double for Brogdon now with 14 points and 10 assists. He is just a few rebounds away from a triple-double. Here's another turnover. Giannis was trying to hand it off to Beasley. Ahead it goes. Shaedon Sharpe gets fouled, and he lays it in. It is a broken record today here at Fiserv Forum. Turnover score, three-pointer Blazers. I mean, that has been on rinse and repeat throughout this entire game. And unfortunately, if there were adjustments at halftime, they have not manifested on the court here in the opening 2 minutes. It's now a 22-point lead for the Blazers. Chance to make it 23. Free throw is up and good. Sharp cans it. So the advantage has ballooned to 23 points now for a Blazers team that has lost eight of its last nine games. Did come off of a lopsided win against the Jazz on Wednesday, a game they never trailed. Now here's a whistle and a foul. Lopez sold it. It was Kamara trying to fight through a screen. Connaughton's going to check in to replace Andre Jackson. Blazers, their most lopsided win in that game since February 26, 2023, when Damian Lillard put in a measly 71 points.
That'd be nice today.
They may need it. Connaughton going to get it to Giannis. Giannis with a left-hand dribble, top of the arc, gives to Lillard. Is this the spark that ignites the fire? No. Lillard misses the three strong. So it remains a 23-point advantage for the Portland Trailblazers. Jeremy Grant around the screen, takes it into the paint. Shot rejected by Lopez. The loose ball scooped up by Giannis. He's in the open floor trying to get around Brogdon, and Brogdon wisely fouls him there. That's a heads-up play. He's got Giannis bearing down, and he's still between him and the rim, so there's no chance of a take foul here. And simply forces the Bucks to put it out of bounds on the far side. That's exactly what Brogdon was trying to do, watching that replay. Just wrap around, commit the foul, limit the damage. Inbound pass goes to Giannis. Giannis on the left wing, back to Lillard. Lillard with 9:32 to go now in the third quarter. Bucks still plenty of time, but a world of work to do. And here's another turnover. Lillard tried to dribble inside and bounce it off of Grant. And then Jeremy Grant was on the ball trying to pry it free from Lillard. Looks like we're going to have a jump ball. This is might as well be a possession for the Blazers.
Might as well, but you at least limit a transition opportunity for the Blazers.
Yeah, we are reaching for silver linings here at this point, ladies and gentlemen. The Bucks have turned it over now 12 times, leading to 23 points in off turnovers already. And here's the tip won by Grant with a major height advantage against Lillard. And here comes Portland the other way with it. Sharp attacks, glides in, couldn't finish the shot. Rebound tipped in the air, and they're going to get another chance. Grant gets another look at a three, and he punishes the Bucks again, rattles it home. Well, the beat goes on. The Blazers pummeling the Bucks in their own building. 81-55. Who'd have thunk it? 9:09 to go in the third. 13-3 run to start the third quarter here in Milwaukee. Now this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth? consistently refreshing, and consistently light, you might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Just like the Milwaukee Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. Always family-owned, we embrace the core values of family, community, and tradition. Our values hold us to a higher standard that goes beyond making high-quality underwear and apparel. For nearly 150 years, we've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Jockey. Take 25% off any Jockey.com purchase with code word BUCKS. Exclusions apply.
We Energies, we're committed to building a bright, sustainable energy future. We're investing in clean energy projects like solar.